we're dedicating tonight's shiur for Ruach Shalema, the Dorothy, Bas Eva, Bas Chava, and Avram Leib.
Leib, Bas Ben Chaya Beilu.
Ben Chaya Beilu. We should have a complete refuah. This week's parsha, Chaya Sora, usually is the Shabbos that takes us from Cheshvan to Kislev. From our Cheshvan to Kislev, it's Shabbos Mevarchim. We always read Chaya Sora as we come to the conclusion of Mar Cheshvan. It's always still Mar Cheshvan when we are in the week of Chaya Sora, Shabbos Parshas Chaya Sora, and then we get ready for the month of Kislev, the month of Chanukah, the month in which, as the Reikeach tells us, the hidden light, the Or HaGonez, which is Merumas at the beginning of Chumash, Vayara Lehim Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdeil, where Rashi tells us is referring to the hidden light that Hashem put away for the future. Chanukah is the Yontif where that hidden light is revealed to us for the 8 days, for the duration of the 8 days of Chanukah. We merit, obviously, based on how we prepare for it, we merit the Or HaGonez. So this is the Shabbos that takes us to the Or HaGonez. Interesting that the Zohar says that the Or HaGonez is merumas in the Arba Meyos Shekel Kesef, which are, as the Zohar says, those are the 400 desired worlds, Kesef from the word Nichsef, Nichsafti, that Tzadikim will receive in the future. That's the Noyam Hashem, the Or HaGonez, which is going to be given to the Tzadikim, which we have a taste of it on Chanukah, where we get a taste of Olam Haba. As we mentioned last week, that tzaddikim taste their Olam Haba even in this world. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hit'iman Me'ein Olam Haba Ba'olam Hazeh, based on the pasuk in this week's parasha, V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Ba'koil. As we say in benching, Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil. Avraham, it says Ba'koil. By Avraham, by Yitzchak, it says Mikoil, and by Yaakov, it says Yeshli Koil. Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil, which is Olam Haba is Koil, Koil Yimei Chayecha, Koil is Yemois HaMashiach, Olam Haba. Chanukah is the yomtif in which we sort of fly into a future world. We get a taste of something which didn't happen yet, which is sort of Bevchinas Or Chayzer, the light of the future comes back. And on Chanukah, we are zeichet to that light. There are 192 hours in the 8 days of Chanukah. 24 times 8 is 192, which is equal to Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil. Chanukah is the yomtif in which we are zeicha to Olam Haba. And this is the Shabbos that prepares us for the great yomtif of Chanukah. But we're still in Mar Cheshvan. And as we spoke last week, Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrev. Akrev is the scorpion. Akrev also is Aksa Rapsa, the Tzoros Rabbis, the terrible tragedies. Aksa means tragedies, Tzoros, that exist at the end of time in the Golus of Yishmael, which we're in now, at the end of Ikfas of the Mashiach, where we are experiencing the pain, the stinging of the Akrev. And then we are Zeicha to Keshes. Keshes is the mazel of Kislev. Keshes is the bow. From Akrev we go to Keshes. And this is the Shabbos that takes us from Akrev to Keshes. What is Keshes? Keshes, besides meaning literally a bow, Keshes is also tefillah. Asher lokachti miyad ha'emoiri b'charbi uvekashti, Yaakov Avinu says, I took away from Esav with my sword and my bow. Chazal tell us, sword is referring to wisdom, and Keshes is tefillah. And as Sfarim explained, tefillah is like a bow that you have to aim in order to hit the target, which just like tefillah, you have to have kavana in order for the tefillah to be accepted. Tefillah, therefore, is referred to keshes. Bris is referred to keshes. The simon of keshes that we have in Parshas Noach, which the Mabul came because of the pagam of that generation, which was pagam ha-bris, the tikkun for it is the keshes. Whenever Hashem sees the keshes, he's reminded and he swears he will never bring a Mabul again. The Keshes, therefore, is the sign of Bris. It says by Yosef HaTzadik, who was the epitome of Shmiras HaYisoid, Shmiras HaBris, Vateshev Be'eson Kashtoi. And it's through Keshes, either Tefillah or Bris, that we fight Yishmael, who is also referred to as the Kashas, Vayehi Roive Kashas, as we read in last week's parasha, whereas the Pasuk says that Hagar distanced herself from Yishmael, when he was under the tree, harchek kimetachave keshes. So the word keshes is used concerning Yishmael. Yishmael is keshes of le'umazeh, and we have to utilize the keshes of kedusha, which is tefillah and amuna and bris, to fight the keshes, which is Yishmael. And we see in this parasha, we see the concept of tefillah throughout the parasha. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, davening to Hashem that the shidduch should be that he should be successful in matching the proper mate for Yitzchak. We see keshes also concerning bris in this parasha as well. Avraham Avinu says to Eliezer, "Put your hand under my thigh." Which is a remez to that. And Eliezer was a tzaddik in that area too. Hamoishel b'chol asher loyas chazal say he was a moishel b'yitzra, even though he was from Chum. Eliezer is, as the Medrash says, the son of Nimrod. Nimrod is the grandson of Chum. Nimrod is Cush's son. So Eliezer was a black slave, an Eved Kenani, a descendant of Chum, who we know that Chum was pogame in Bris HaLoshen and in Bris HaMor. Chum, it says, Vayar Vayaged. Chum was cursed. Chum is an Orur. Eliezer, in this parsha, is no longer an Orur. He goes out from the class of Orur to the class of Baruch. In fact, it's Lavan who says to him, Boy Baruch Hashem. Yotzam Yiklal Orur Leklal Baruch. That was his present for his shlichus in matching Rivka with Yitzchak. His Chazal say, he was freed. He was no longer a slave, according to some opinions in the Medrash. And he went out of Orur to become Baruch, even though he was from Chum. And even though Chum is the Orur, because Chum is cursed because of the Ra, that Chum, what Chum did on the Teva, and later with Vayar Chum es Ervas Oviv, Vayagei Shneyechov Bachutz, Eliezer frees himself from that. Eliezer is a tzaddik in that area, therefore Eliezer is entrusted to be the shatchan here, to bring Yitzchak and Rivka together. In order to, for one to be shomer bris, the way one is supposed to, it really starts with Shmiras HaPeh. Shmiras HaPeh is the prerequisite to any Shmira of any in any area. Without Shmiras HaPeh, without Shmiras HaLoshen, there cannot be Shmiras HaBriz. And we find here at the beginning of the parasha that Avraham has to deal with Ephraim. Ephraim, who is a Rasha, Chazal described him as someone who talked a lot. He wasn't he wasn't Nizhar in Shmiras HaLoshen. Omar Harbe v'afilu ma'at lo yosa. He said a lot, he didn't even do a little. He makes it sound like he's willing to give away the Ma'oras HaMachpelah for free, and then he charges Arba Meyos Shekel Kesef. So Ephraim is the opposite of someone who's Shomer Pivul Shainai. Avraham, on the other hand, Omar Ma'at Ve'osa Harbe. Avraham just said Ve'ekcha Pas Lechem, as we read in the previous parasha, and he brought a lot more than that. Va'ikach Ben Boker Rachva Toiv. Avraham speaks very little. And the way to fight Yishmael, the way to fight Yishmael is through Shmiras HaPeh, Shmiras HaLosha, and Shmiras HaBris. And that we'll see as we read at the beginning of the parasha, Vayihi Yuchaye Sora. Mei Hashana Ve'eshrim Shana Ve'sheva Hashana Shnei Chaye Sora. The words Chaye Sora are repeated twice in the first pasuk. Rashi says, Kulan Shavin L'toiva. All her years were good. There was nothing negative about Sora's life. Sora was pure in every respect. When Avraham eulogizes Sarah, Chazal tell us, he said, Eishes Chayil. And in Eishes Chayil, the pasuk says, Gemolasu toiv veloy ra. She's good, she's not bad. There is no ra in the life of Sarah. There was no ra in the life of Sarah. That's why the Torah repeats Chayil Sarah twice. Kulon shavin l'toivah. Unlike Chava. Chava, who brought the Chetei Tzadas to the world, which the Chetei Tzadas is the mixture of good and bad, as the Pasuk says, Eitz Hadas Toiv Vora. The Chetei Tzadas, which involved in the Chetei Tzadas, is Pegam HaLoshon. Chava's talking too much, the Nochash is speaking Loshon Hara about Hashem, Vateira ha'isha ki toiv ha'etz lama'achol, v'chisav ha'hilo einayim, v'nechmar ha'etz lahaskil. Chava sees, at least she thinks, that this tree is going to make her more intelligent, v'tikach mipiria v'toichal, and she gives it to her husband, and we know the result of chet eitz hadas. Chava brings toiv ha'ra into the world. The confusion of toiv ha'ra. Sarah, who is the tikkun of Chava, according to some, Sarah is the Gilgal of Chava. Sarah is pure good, and not only that, but Sarah had the ability to separate the good from the bad. Separate the bad from the good. If not for Sarah, we'd be in a lot of trouble. And Sarah, her amazing ability to separate Yishmael from Yitzchak, will bring us to the time when Yishmael will be separated from Klal Yisrael. It's because of Sarah's command to Avraham, Goresh ha'oma hazois v'yes b'no, ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois im b'niyim Yitzchak, which we read last week. We will be zeichet to see Yishmael fall. In fact, that's the last pasuk of Parshas Chayisara, al p'nei kolechav nafal, referring to Golus Yishmael, as Chazal tell us, it's a balaturim, based on a medrash in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Al p'nei kolechav nafal, kishe yipol Yishmael ba'acharis hayomim, when Yishmael falls at the end of days, then Malchus beis David will be restored. Then Mashiach will come. You know, the coming of Mashiach is dependent on the fall of Yishmael. Al p'nei kolechav nafal. And who separated Yishmael from Klal Yisrael? Sarah did that. Avraham did not do it. Avraham was upset by Yera hadover ma'oid al oidois b'noi. Avraham was upset about it. Avraham did not want to kick Yishmael out of the house. Avraham wanted Yishmael to be incorporated in Klal Yisrael. Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. Sarah separates Yishmael from Yitzchak. And the same with Rivka. Rivka, who also, who we read about in this week's parasha, Rivka, who is the successor of Sarah, the neshama of Sarah, v'yivyeho Yitzchak ha'oihela Sarah imay, as Chazal tells us, Rashi brings it, v'harei hi Sarah imay, he saw in Rivka his mother. Rivka was exactly like his mother. Rivka also did the same concerning Esav, as we'll read in next week's parasha. Rivka separates Esav from Yaakov. Rivka is the one who commands Yaakov to get the brachos from Yitzchak, even in a way that seems to be very, very full of trickery. B'mirma, it seems to be something that a straight person, especially someone as straight as Yaakov, an ish emes like Yaakov, cannot do. Rivka orders Yaakov to do it. It's necessary to do it. It has to be done. Esav must be separated from Yaakov, from Klal Yisrael. So Sarah and Rivka together purified Klal Yisrael. Because of them, we will be pure, and we will be rid of the terrible influences of Esav and Yishmael in the future. Chanukah is the yomtiv in which we get a taste of that. According to Beis Shammai, the halacha is you're supposed to light the candles in decrease mode. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Paichasin v'hoilchim, says the Gemara. Why? Keneged porei hachag. Like the bulls that we sacrifice on Sukkot. The bulls that we sacrifice on Sukkot, which there were 70 of them, were sacrificed also in decrease mode. The first day, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, till we have the 70 bulls. The 70 bulls correspond to the 70 nations headed by Esav and Yishmael. Esav controls 35 of them, and Yishmael controls the other 35. That's why you'll notice in Parshas Pinchas, where it talks about the 70 bulls, sometimes it refers to the chatas that we bring with them as the Seir Izim. Sometimes it refers to it as just Seir Plain. Says the Vilna Gaon, Seir Izim is Yishmael, and the Seir is Esav. So Esav and Yishmael head the 70 nations. The two of them are the two heads of the 70 nations. I guess that we can say is Christianity and Islam, Esav and Yishmael. And especially today, it's very clear, the two powerful religions in the world today that throughout the years, B'nai Yisrael have suffered from those two religions that are trying very hard in every way possible, throughout the generations and even in our generation, to infiltrate, to enter into the world into the Jewish world. Chanukah is the yomtiv that teaches us that we are above all the nations, like oil. Oil is the liquid that does not mix with other liquids. The nes happen with oil, and the nes happen with oil that's pure, with no sediments, no sigim, no impurities in the oil. It was a pach shemen tohar that wasn't touched. It was sealed with the signet ring of the Kohen Gadol, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that they found a pach shemen under the ground that wasn't touched, it wasn't contaminated, it was pure. Chanukah symbolizes the purity of the Jewish people. The Jewish people have to be pure, and they cannot be influenced, contaminated by outside influences, which is what the Yevanim, the Greeks, wanted to do. As we know, the Greeks were very enlightened people. They were not only interested in worldly pleasures like other nations. They were a nation of intelligent, wise people who wrote books, who studied all different, whether it's mythology, all different philosophies, Chachmas Yevanis, Chachmas Chitzainis, which attracted Jews, unfortunately, especially the Misyavnim, because Jews were always attracted to intelligence. This was not Chachmas HaTorah, this was Chachmas Chitzainis, and they were trying to infiltrate the Torah itself. They were trying to say, sort of like, you know, there's nothing wrong with learning, but, you know, you should learn like any other subject. You learn science, you learn social studies, you learn math, you learn Talmud. You should become a Talmudic scholar. Nothing wrong with that. But that a person should feel and a person should realize that the Torah is divine and the Torah is holy and it's pure and it connects us to the one above. That, of course, the Greeks were not interested in. Now that's what the Greeks were trying to get us to give up. To give up the Kedushas HaTorah. To give up the purity of Torah, the purity of Am Yisrael that is not supposed to mix with the nations. And the one who gets credit for this is Sarah and then Rivka. Sarah by separating us from Yishmael and Rivka by separating us from Esav, the two heads of the 70 nations. The pasuk that tells us that Esav is not part of Klal Yisrael and Yishmael is not part of Klal Yisrael is the pasuk in last week's parasha where it says, Ki b'Yitzchak yikore lecha Zara. Hashem says to Avraham, listen to Sarah. Listen to whatever she says. And Rashi says, "Lekoil ruach hakodesh abo." What she says, she is saying with ruach hakodesh, because ki be Yitzchak yikore lechazara. Only Yitzchak and only part of Yitzchak, which means Yaakov and not Esav, will be called your children. It's interesting and actually amazing that ki be Yitzchak yikore lechazara is begematria hadlakas ner Chanukah. Because that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the purity of Am Yisrael. Ki be Yitzchak yikore lecha Zara. Not Esav, not Yishmael. Zara gets the credit for that. That's why the parasha is called Chaye Zara. Even though she passes away in this parasha. This is the life and the legacy of Zara. The life and the legacy of Zara is to remove the impurities. To remove the contaminants. To remove Yishmael. That was her goal. And she succeeded. Avraham Avinu buys the Ma'aras HaMachpelah here. The Ma'aras HaMachpelah is only for him, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, and Esav. Yaakov and Leah. Esav's head, but not Esav. Yishmael is not mentioned here at all. Yishmael has nothing to do with the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Even though the Arabs converge there constantly, he's not there. Yishmael is not in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. The Ma'aras HaMachpelah is only for those who are zeichet to kefel, to double. What's the idea of Kefel? There's a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, "Vayaged lecha ta'alumais chachma ki keflayim lisushia." There, that pasuk is referring to the Torah. The Torah is the ta'alumais chachma, the hidden wisdom, and the pasuk there describes Torah as a wisdom that is doubled ki keflayim lisushia. So the midrashim say it is referring to the luchais shniyais, that we got the Torah sort of twice keflayim. There were the first luchais, there were the second luchais. Svarim go deep, say deeper than that. The Torah is kiflayim. There's the Torah of this world, and there's the Torah of the next. There's the Torah of the future. And only Am Yisrael azoicha to the Torah, and especially to the Torah of the future, although it says the Goyim will come to him, Mashiach, but the true revelation of the future, the Sisrei Torah, which is the hidden part of the Torah, which comes to explain or sort of to unravel that, the revealed part, is only for Am Yisrael. Only for us. We are the Bechor, we are the firstborn of Hashem, B'ni Bechor Yisrael. The Bechor gets Kefel. And that's why the cave in which our Avos are buried are called the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. It's double, it's Kfula Bezugais, as Chazal tell us. because there are couples, literally, kafel, kafel is couple. There are couples buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, more than one. Or as Rashi says, the other Pshat, the Gemara says, an Erevin Bayez V'Aliyah Al-Gabah, that had two floors. But it's more than that. It is the cave in which the Avos, who all of us are connected to, and all of us, all our Neshamas, descend from the three Avos, from the three patriarchs and the matriarchs that are buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, Klal Yisrael, that is going to be Zoicha to the concept of Kefil, to this Kefil, Ki Kiflayim L'Tushiyah, when Hashem will gather us from all four corners of the world, Ki Kiflayim L'Tushiyah, as Begamatria Mekabek, Snitchei Amo Yisrael, when that takes place, we're going to be Zoicha to the revelation of Kefil. And it's interesting that in this parasha, we find something which we don't find anywhere else. And Rashi uses the word Kefil again, here in this parasha, which starts with Machpelah, and it also starts with the words Chaye Sora that are repeated. There's a Kefil here at the beginning. Vayiyu Chaye Sora. Shnei Chaye Sora. Sora's name is mentioned twice here. And that is in the story of Eliezer Eved Avraham. The story of Eliezer Eved Avraham, we find something very unusual, and that is that there's a repeat of the story. We first read what happens, and then it tells us that Eliezer repeats it. And one would imagine that the Torah would just say, Eliezer told them what happened. But the Torah goes through all the details all over again and repeats the entire story, which is very unusual for anything. The Torah is so bekitzer and so concise and short. And when it comes to the most difficult halachas, we have to learn out from an extra letter or an extra word. And here we have the Torah elaborating over again the story that was just told to us. And Rashi uses the word kefil there. Rashi says, Parsha shel Eliezer kfula b'toira. It's double. The habe gufei toira leinitnu el b'remiza. Many important and main topics of Torah were only given in a hint. And yet this topic of Eliezer Eved Avram is said and elaborated twice. It's kefil. So Chazal say yofesi chosin shel abdei ovois mitairosin shel bonim. But perhaps we can give a different interpretation to this. Being that this is the parasha that talks to us about the end of time, and being that we are in the end of time, and that's why we keep on talking about it, and the more you talk about it, and the more you believe it, the more you bring it. Those who don't believe don't talk about it. Those who are upset when we talk about it, it's because they don't believe. But those who believe talk about it. You talk about what you believe. And you're supposed to talk about it, and in Mitzrayim they talked about it all the time, and Aparoi did not want them to talk about it. Paroi, which is Pera, Paroi, who is Pygam in his Lashon, does not want Jews to talk about Geula. So that's why Paroi ordered that the Jews should have to work on Shabbos. Lo Soy Sifun, Lo Soy Steven, La'am. Don't give them any more straw. Make them work every day, including Shabbos. And Chazal say, because Shabbos, they used to get together, and they used to talk about the Geula. And talking about it brought them to the Amunah. Because if you talk about it, you believe it, you talk about it. Paroi didn't want them to do it, and there are those today who don't want us to talk about it either. They say, what are you talking about? You really believe that? We're so close to the end, and yet there are those who don't want us to talk about it. So, obviously, that's what we have to talk about now, because we have to intensify our Amunah, and intensifying the Amunah is going to bring us to the Geula. Yishmael is trying to prevent the Geula from happening. In those days, Lavan and Besuel were trying to prevent Eliezer from making the Shidduch, because they knew that if Eliezer succeeds, Yitzchak marries Rivka, Klal Yisrael will develop. The Kamana writes in his Sefer Heichal HaBracha that the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka is a remez to the Zman HaGeula. Yitzchak and Rivka is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael uniting together in the future. And just as Lavan and Besuel did not want Eliezer to be successful, the enemy of our time doesn't want that the Geula should come. They don't want that the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka should take place. And that's why by Yusam Lefon of Le'echol, they put poison, Besuel and Lavan plotted to kill Eliezer, and they put poison in front of him. And Eliezer says, no, I'm not ready to eat yet. I want to speak. And he says, Loi oichal ad im dibarti devoroi. I'm not going to eat until I'm finished speaking. And Rashi says, interesting, Rashi over here says, im, doesn't mean if over here. Loi oichal ad im dibarti devoroi. Rashi says, im is like asher, which is like ki. And then he adds, kemoi ad ki yavoi shiloi. Difficult Rashi. Why does Rashi bring the words Ad Ki Yavoi Shiloi, which is referring to the coming of Mashiach, as proof that the word Im over here, which could mean Asher, and Asher is Ki, when there are many other Ims that Rashi could have brought throughout Chumash, but he doesn't bring it. He brings this At Ki Yavoi Shiloi, and there it doesn't say Im, it says Ki. And perhaps Rashi is hinting to us that there's a lot going on here, much, much deeper than one can imagine. The Parsha of Eliezer, the second part, the part that's double, the part that seems redundant, the Kefel, that's Torah Seishel Mashiach, that's the Torah of the future. It's being said twice, because there's the Torah of now and there's the Torah of the future. And Eliezer being the Shatchan here, even though we learned the Pesukim literally, yes, that's what he is, he's the Shatchan, to bring Yitzchak and Rivka together. But this is the Torah we're talking about here. The Torah doesn't say anything that's unnecessary. And the Torah is hinting to us in this parasha that there is this concept of Kefel. Maras HaMachpela, Ki Kiflayim Letushia, Parasha Shel Eliezer Kefula, because there's going to be a second, not Chas V'Shalom, a second Torah. There's only one Torah, but there's a part of the Torah that one might perhaps think it's a repeat, but it's not a repeat. It is a totally new level of Torah. Torah me'iti teitze, the Medrash says, Torah chadosha me'iti teitze, a new Torah, meaning a new revelation. The revelation of the secrets of the Torah, the part of the Torah that is now hidden, that's going to come, that's going to be revealed with the fall of Yishmael. Yishmael is the fifth golus, corresponding to the fifth cup, the cup of Eliyahu, corresponding to the fifth expression, the Hevesi. Chayesara is the fifth parasha of Chumash. And in this parasha, we read about the downfall of Yishmael, the fifth golus, those who claim to pray five times a day and are trying to imitate and are trying to take over the Jewish religion and are trying to prevent Mashiach from coming. So Eliezer says, no, Lavan, you're trying to prevent me not just from the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. Lavan doesn't want that Eliezer should talk. Because if Eliezer speaks, Eliezer is now revealing Torah Seishel Mashiach. Vayoyme loy oichal adim dibarti devoroi is begamatria vayoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifa godoil. Eliezer seems to just be talking nonsense here. He's just repeating that which we already know. No, that's not what's here. What's here, of course, is the Kefil. What's coming now is the part of Torah that's going to be revealed in the future. And it ends with Lavan saying, "May Hashem yotza hadover." Lavan and Besuel have to admit that it's from Hashem. Lo nuchal daber elecha ra'oi toiv. There's nothing that we can say. This is going to happen. Afilu the malach ra bal korcha yana amen, as the Medrash says, that the malachim have to admit, they have to answer amen. And when we come to the end of the story, where it says, "Vayetze Yitzchak lo suach basod," Yitzchak goes out to daven. Batisa Rivka sees Yitzchak coming, and she says to the Eved, "Who is this man?" What's the first thing that Rivka does? Vatikach hatsoif. She takes the kerchief. Not like what most women do the first time they see their future husband, but vatikach hatsoif vatiskas. She takes the kerchief and she is covered. The concept of tznius. And the Torah is hinting to us that it's the tznius of Nishay Yisrael that's going to bring us to the Geula. Vatikach hatsoif is begematria tovshin samachtes. Vayuvieha Yitzchak ha'oihel ha'sara ima. Yitzchak brings her into the tent of Sarah. And vayinochem Yitzchak achrei ima, which means HaKadosh Baruch was comforted. There's a nechama, and the nechama we know is a nechama kfula. Nachamu, nachamu, Ami, it says. Anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem. It says it in double. Double is geula. That's a klal. It's a rule. Whenever you see something said twice, it's a sign of geula. The Medrash says, that's why we have the oisiyos kfulos. There are five letters in the Aleph Beis that are repeats of others, like the chaf. There's a chaf sofis. There's a mem sofis. There's a nun sofis. There's a pei sofis. And there's a tzaddik sofis. So the Medrash tells us that each of them was a different geula. The double chaf was the geula of Avram Avinu, that's lech lecha, two chafs. The two mems was the geula of Yitzchak, the two nuns Yaakov, the two peis, pokoi, pokadati, is the geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the tzaddik, tzaddik, tzamach, tzaddik, that's the geula from our golus. Kefil, oisiyos kfulos, nechama kfula. Kiloksa kiflayim, the pasuk says, b'chol chatoiseha, that the Beis HaMikdash we lost twice, the first and the second. There was a a tragedy, a double tragedy. Kiloksa kiflayim. And that's why the geula has to be kiflayim. Nachamu nachamu ami. A nechama bekiflayim. In order for there to be vayinochem Yitzchak acharei imay Eliezer, the story of Eliezer is said twice. The Torah is hinting to us that there's going to be a kiflayim letushi. There's going to be a second revelation, the revelation of the Torah that right now is concealed. And on Chanukah we get a taste of that. Chanukah is the Yom Tov, as Reb Pinchas Koritz says in his sefer Imrei Pinchas, quoted by all the Sfarim, that on Chanukah we are zoiche to oiroi shel melech haMashiach, the light of Mashiach. And what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, we have ruach hatuma avir min haoretz. All the impurities, all the contaminants will be removed. That which Sarah strived her whole life to accomplish with the removal of Yishmael, that which Rivka accomplishes with the removal of Esav, in the future it will be complete. In the future it will be permanent. And on Chanukah we get a taste of it. During the 8 days of Chanukah, we get a taste of this purity, of this Shemen Zayis Zoch. Zoch means pure. That's revealed to us on Chanukah. And that's the idea of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh. Torah of the mouth. The oral Torah, the Torah that we learn by heart, that we recite by heart, requires a peh naki. It requires a clean mouth. It requires someone who's nizar and shmiras haloshen and shmiras hapeh. And we know, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, siyog lachochma shesika. The greatest siyog, the greatest fence, the greatest protection for wisdom is silence. Silence is golden, as they say. And that the Rambam writes in a letter to the people in Yemen who were suffering from the Yishma'elim of that time, in the time of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Pesukim at the end of this week's parasha, and he says, look at the names of the sons of Yishmael, and you'll see what you have to do when you suffer from Yishmael. Mishma v'duma umasa. Mishma means even if you hear someone embarrassing you, someone is attacking you, duma, be quiet. Duma comes from the word dom. Dom lahashem v'hischoy leloi. Or as the Pesuk says in Daniel, concerning the time we're in now, v'hamaskil ba'es hahi yidoim. The one who is wise at that time, which is the time we're in now, should be quiet. Silence. We don't know. We have to be quiet. Umishma v'duma umasa. And masa means to endure. Endure. Endure those who are insulting you. As the Gemara says, Hane alovin ve'enan oilvin, shoymin cherposam ve'enan meshivin. People hear themselves insulted. And of course, it's difficult. You want to answer back. It's hard not to. But if you're quiet, the Pasuk says, Aleihem nema ve'oihavav k'tzeis hashemesh b'gvurosai. Umishma v'duma umasa. So the Pasuk is hinting to us that when Yishmael rules, when Yishmael is causing us to suffer, we have to be quiet. Quiet, quiet in shul, not talking during davening, not talking lashon hara, not answering those who embarrass us. Does that mean a person shouldn't say anything? No. Says the next Pasuk, chadad v'seima, which in Aramaic means sharpen your tongue and speak. Of course, you should say words of Torah, referring to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the anecdote, that's the remedy for Golus Yishmael. Torah Shebal Peh. In fact, where do we learn that Yaakov learned in the Beis Medrash of Eiver 14 years, at the end of the parasha? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Megillah, and he says it again at the end of the parasha, has told us. We learn it from Shnoisav Shal Yishmael. By the Torah telling us that Yishmael lived 137 years, there's a whole calculation that we could figure out, because there are 14 years missing, that Yaakov went to learn at the Beis Medrash of Eiver. And what's the lima that we learn from that? Why do we learn that out from Yishmael? Meaning that when there's trouble with Yishmael, what do? You go to the Beis Medrash of Eiver for 14 years. You learn Torah Shebal Peh, which Torah Shebal Peh is what separates us from the nations. Because Torah Shebiksav, they have two. But they don't have Torah Shebal Peh. There's no Shmiras HaPeh by a goy. What separates us from the nations who are compared to animals, we are the human, we are the Adam. The Adam can talk and the animals can't. The Adam has the power of speech. We, who were given the power of speech, HaKol Kol Yaakov, unlike Esav, of whom it says, HaYadayim Yedei Esav, who uses the Cherev, or Yishmol, who uses the Keshes, we have the Keshes of Tefillah, we have Torah Shebal Peh. At the end of the parasha, we read that Yitzchak lived in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. What was Yitzchak doing there? Why would Yitzchak live in the land of Yishmael? Yishmael belongs in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. That's where Hagar was. Yitzchak went there to bring Hagar to marry Avram. V'Yitzchak b'mi boy Be'er Lachai Ro'i. We read here at the end of the parasha. And then later it says again, Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Why is he there?
But many times we find that tzaddikim lived, like we find Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Midian, they lived in a place where there was a lot of tumah to humble the tumah. We find tzaddikim went sometimes to dangerous, risky places, beruchnias, in order to pave the way for the future. Yitzchak, who knew that Klal Yisrael was going to suffer from Yishmael later on in history. So Yitzchak already went to Be'er Lachayroi, and there he sat and learned Torah Shabbal Peh day and night to humble the tumah of Yishmael. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachayroi is Begematria Torah Shabbal Peh. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Torah Shabbal Peh. Chanukah is day number 85 from the beginning of the year, from Rosh Hashanah. 85 is Pei-Hei. Pei-Hei is Peh. Peh is Begematria Mila. The two go together. Bris Haloshain, Haloshain Hamo'er. Those two go together. Haloshain Hamo'er is Begematria Es Ha'or Kitoi Vayavdel, which is the source for Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Havdalah, the Havdalah Ben Yisrael La'amim, the Havdalah Ben Or L'Choshech, which at the beginning of the Pasha we read that Hashem separated that Or, the Or HaGonis, which is revealed to us on Chanukah. The whole concept of Chanukah is separation, is not being part of the rest of the world, especially Esav and Yishmael, to make a Siyog. Siyog lachoch mashsika. It's interesting that the mazel of Kislev is Keshes. Keshes is the same letters as Shesek. Shetok. Shesek means quiet. To be quiet. Siyog lachoch mashtika. Umishma veduma umasa. Not talking. Not like Ephraim, who at the beginning of the Pasha we read, speaks a lot but does very little. He says, Beinu bein chomahi, v'yesmeischa kivor. And then at the end, v'yishkoel avrom le'ephraim, arba meyos shekel kesef oiva la'zoicher. Machpelah is the same letters as Mikol Peh. What is the concept of Machpelah Mikol Peh? The Zohar tells us, it's brought down in Yalkut Ruvaini and many other Sfarim, that our tefillahs go through the Maris HaMachpelah first before they get to Yerushalayim. They go first to Chevron and then they go to Yerushalayim, which these two cities are connected. That's why David HaMelech first rules in Chevron and then he ruled in Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu comes from the Akedah, which was Har HaMoriah, and he goes to Chevron, to Kiryas Arba. And there in Kiryas Arba, he eulogizes Sarah. Sarah is Nifter in Kiryas Arba. And there's a very interesting, the Medrash in Esther Rabbah tells us that Sarah was Nifter in Mar Cheshvan. Here's a tremendous connection to the time that we're in now. We always read Chayasara as we conclude the month of Mar Cheshvan. And the fact that Sarah was Nifter in Mar Cheshvan, she was born in Mar Cheshvan too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu M'malish Noseim Shel Tzadikim Miyoyim Liyoyim. This Medrash is where it says that Haman was Mapil Goyrol. He was trying to figure out which month should he wipe out the Jews. So it says he put his hand in the box and every minute a different month came out and he said, no, Tishrei is no good. They have too many mitzvahs in Tishrei. Kislev, there's Chanukah. But when he came to Mar Cheshvan, says the Medrash, he said, no, I'm not going to be able to wipe them out of Mar Cheshvan because Sarah passed away in Mar Cheshvan. So why would that not be a good month to wipe out the Jews? He was happy with Adar because in Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. As we all know, the Gemara says, Sameach, because that's the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. And him, Mar Cheshvan, when he saw that Sarah was Nifter, he said, no, this is not a good month for me to wipe out the Jews. Obviously, because Misa Sarah brought about a tremendous tikkun. Misa Tzadikim Mechaperes. Misa Sarah, who the Torah refers to as Chaye Sarah, Sarah's life, Sarah's legacy was the eradication of evil, specifically Yishmael. Sarah was Nifter in Mazel Akrev. Sarah was Nifter in the Mazel of Yishmael. Yishmael, as we spoke about last week, is compared to the Akrev, which the Akrev is compared to the Keshes, Akrovim Kikshosos. That's why right after Akrev comes Mazel Keshes, which is Kislev. Through the Keshes of Tefillah, which Tefillah is compared to Keshes, we can wipe out the Akrev. And by Thomas Sarah, Bekiryas Arba is Oisiois Brias Akrev. The Akrev, the Bria of the Akrev, in Sefer Yetzirah it says that Cheshvan was created together with the Akrev. Cheshvan in time, Akrev in Mazel are the same. But Toma Sarah Bekiryas Arba, Brias Akrev, Sarah removes the Tuma of the Akrev, Sarah rids us of the Klipa of Yishmael, of the Akrev, and brings us to the Ikar Bayis, as the B'nai Yisoscha says, the Ikar Bayis, meaning the Bayis Hashlishi. Chaye Sarah twice is Begematria Bayis Hashlishi, the double Chaye Sarah at the beginning of the parasha. Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah, and then again Shnei Chaye Sarah, the Kefel. Kaya Sara twice is equal to Bayis HaShlishi. Sara's legacy is the Bayis HaShlishi. Because of her, we will receive the Bayis HaShlishi, because she's the one who said, Ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazoisin b'niyam Yitzchak. She separated Yishmael from Klal Yisrael, which is the whole idea of Hanukkah, that we have to separate from the nations. We don't mix, like the oil does not mix with the other liquids. So thanks to Sara, and as we start the month of Kislev, we read about Sara. The legacy of Sara takes us into Kislev, which the Chidah brings down at the first four words, Vayihi Yuchaye Sara Meya, is Seifet Tevis Vav Yud Hei Hei, which is the combination of the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Kislev. Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKanani, this says the Arizal, Vav Yud Hei Hei, those are the four letters, the Seifet Tevis Vayihi Yuchaye Sara Meya, the Shabbos that takes us into Kislev. And he says the Rosh Tevis is Moshiach. Vayihi Yuchaye Sara Meya, he says if you start with the Yud, the Vav is just the Vav Hashimush. So it's like Yihi Yuchaye Sara Meya is Mem Shin Yud Ches. Sara prepares us for Mashiach by putting Yishmael out of the picture, by eradicating the evil of Yishmael, even though Yishmael himself dies at Tzaddik. By Yigva, at the end of the parasha says by Yigva, and Rashi says it only says by Yigva by Tzaddikim. But Sara had the power to eradicate the Bnei Yishmael, the descendants of Yishmael, Gorei Sha'ama Hazayis V'yas B'nah, they are not part of Klal Yisrael. And that brings us to Mashiach, that brings us to the Bayis HaShlishi, to the time when the world will recognize that the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah belongs rightfully and only to Am Yisrael, because those who are buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah are the Avos of Am Yisrael, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazora, and only those that are connected to Kefil, and only those that are going to be Zoichet to the concept of Kefil, Kiflayim L'Tushia, the Parsha Shel Eliezer Kfula, that is in this Parsha, Azoichet to the ultimate Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, which as the Medrash says, Al Panei Kolechav Nofel, when Yishmael falls at the end of time, Al Panei Kolechav Nofel is Begematria Dor HaAcharon, the last generation, our generation, which will merit, hopefully very soon, the downfall of Yishmael, Al Panei Kolechav Nofel, and that'll lead us to Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, that Tzmichas ben David, Tzmichas Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis David is Begematria Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, we should be Zoichet already in Ma'acheshvan before Kislev starts, to the bittul of the akrev, of the tuma of akrev, achbar, that's the word that they use, the Arabs, when they scream, the same letters as akrev. We should be zeichah that the akrev should be turned around to the oisiyos, ikar, bayis, and if we remove the ra from akrev, reish ayin, we're left with kuf beis is oisiyos bris kodesh, kuf beis is begamatria amuna. The Amuna and the Shmira of Bris Kodesh and Tefillah, Shmira, Mikol Peh, which Machpelah is Mikol Peh, that's going to protect us from Yishmael, that's going to rid us of Yishmael, and that's going to bring us, obviously just talking about this is very nice, but the purpose is that we do something about it, that we intensify our davening, our concentration in davening, our Amuna and our Shmira HaBris, and that's the chus we will be zeichet to see the downfall of Yishmael immediately, and Smichas ben David, and Aaron HaKoyen lighting the menorah in Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.